Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The modern industry of semiconductor electronics was the creation of a large number of brilliant innovators, but if one man stood preeminent, it was Robert Noyce. An outstanding new biography by Leslie Berlin tells the story. Noyce spent much of his childhood in rural Iowa. He was a high-spirited, rambunctious boy who loved model airplanes, fast cars, pretty girls, and advanced mathematics and science. When he attended MIT, his fellow students called him Rapid Robert because of his quick mind. After receiving his Ph.D. in semiconductor physics, Noyce became a co-founder of Intel. That little company grew rapidly in the 1970s and made Noyce a wealthy man. Robert Noyce was the co-inventor of the first practical integrated circuit, which some people believe is one of history's most important inventions. The entire electronics and computer industry is built on it. This biography does an outstanding job of explaining the intricacies of mass-producing this world-changing device. Although Noyce began as a pure scientist, he became the rare case of a combination of technical brilliance and business acumen. He was an innovative businessman, helping to create the venture capital industry we know today, as well as developing the use of stock options for compensation. Always suspicious of big government, he avoided federal money and fought government policy initiatives, preferring to let the free market allocate capital to where it is needed. Robert Noyce was a man of immense charisma, a demanding but inspiring boss, a generous mentor to younger men, and a visionary. The term Renaissance man very well describes this man who flew his own jet, organized his own madrigal choir, did Nobel-level science work, and founded and ran several huge businesses. The title of this book is The Man Behind the Microchip, Robert Noyce, and the Invention of Silicon Valley.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Can we send you the latest edition of Soaring Eagles? Just write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and read about men and women across the country who are courageously and creatively standing up for truth. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and ask for your free copy of Soaring Eagles. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show and the man who says, sacred cows make the best hamburger, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here. And I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Yesterday, we went into great detail on the animal ID thing and how this is all coming about through these agreements that have been signed by nations that are involved in the World Trade Organization and many of these other agreements concerning free trade, free, and these free trade agreements. And this is where this animal ID thing's coming from. So it's cropping up all over the world now. And I have it would be funny. See, it's not in our backyard. It's in New Zealand. Now they're having problems with it. But in New Zealand, and just get ready, it will be the same thing right here. All right. This article, it comes to us from New Zealand. The New Zealand government has snubbed farmers and their lobbyists by refusing to exempt farm dogs from rules that dogs first registered must be microchipped. These farmers don't want to microchip their dogs. And they say, we keep our dogs with us. They ride in the pick-em-up truck all day long, and they're tied at night, and we don't want to microchip them, all right? Well, the governor says that one law for all dogs. Doesn't make any difference if he's a city dog or a country dog, or if he's a dummy, don't know sick him, it doesn't make any difference. He's going to get microchipped. Now, this is in New Zealand. But ladies and gentlemen, it's in the United States. Once the Department of Agriculture gets its way, all you have to do is just read the publication that they sent out. And by the way, I have a copy of the original, I can't think what they call it, but the draft, I believe it's the original draft of this animal ID thing. They tell me now you can't get that draft. They will not allow you to have it. If you write or call the USDA and say, hey, I want that draft on the animal ID, you won't get it. Instead, they'll send you a little colorful brochure telling you how great it all is. Anyhow, I have a copy of it here, and I guess if push come to shove, we could get those to you. But anyway, let's move on here. They want to electronically tag all dogs in New Zealand. And it's the same thing here. It won't make any difference. In that Texas bill, they wanted to electronically tag every parakeet. Remember that? Everything that has hair, fur, or feathers is going to get tagged one way or the other. And if you own any of these beasts or birds, you're going to have to sign up and register your premises. All right, now back to New Zealand. They say the success of a nationwide system for electronic identification relies on all dogs having a tiny microchip inserted under the skin. Anyhow, farmers have likened the cost of microchipping to the dog tax, which triggered armed confrontation between European authorities and some cult in Europe. I don't know what it was. They weren't going to do it. Anyhow, They got in a big squabble over that, and I don't have the details on that one. But we're going to continue to lobby for the removal of our dogs being caught up in this ridiculous piece of legislation they're saying now in New Zealand. South Canterbury farmers have urged Federated Farmers head office. Apparently Federated Farmers would be something like our Farm Bureau here or something, but maybe they're not in the insurance business and really work for the farmers. Who knows? Anyway, South Canterbury farmers have urged Federated Farmers head office to mount a civil disobedience campaign and call on farmers to ignore the microchipping law. Now, that's taking place as we speak in New Zealand. But it's animal identification, exactly the same thing there as it is here. And as we have stated time and time again, they have it in Australia. It's a bondugal there. It's not working at all. They have it in the European community. I don't know much about the EU microchipping, not nearly as much as we do about Australia, because we have friends in Australia that have brought us up to date on that. We have it in Canada. And the Department of Agriculture is spending some big bucks to get it done here in the United States. Now, this is a story. So much for the animal ID for today. Let's move on to electronic banking. I have, being an old fogey, resisted all of this electronic stuff. Now, I have been using all this electronic stuff ever since it became available. We had the very first, well, we were one of two. Learfield Communications put up the second, I think, big uplink for broadcasting in the United States. There was one in Texas, and there was ours sitting out on our farm. And we did that about, gosh, I don't know. Maybe in the early 80s, I think. It's when we dropped all of our phone lines, as far as broadcast was concerned, and went to satellite. So I've used this electronic stuff. But I always have an engineer or someone like Jeff that knows which little buttons to punch, which little strings to pull, which little lights to turn on, and I don't mess with it. Someone called me just this morning and was talking about, you can look it up on your computer. And I said, I don't look up. No. They had a problem with their computer. Been working all day with their computer. That was this morning. And I said, you know, I don't have computer problems. As long as I have Jeff and Beth and we have some other people around here that help them, I don't have computer problems. But anyway, I have resisted trying to learn any of this stuff, and the same way with electronic banking. I don't have a debit card. I don't have a credit card. Yeah, I do have a credit card, but I never use it. It's strictly to if you travel, a lot of hotels in the big cities now won't take cash or a check. You've got to have a credit card. But that's the only thing I have like it. When we come back, I want to show you what can happen with electronic banking. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Have returned. By the way, our number is 1-800-973-3779. Calls are welcome. And this gentleman, his name was George Bean. I guess he pronounces it Bean, B-E-A-N-E. But he went to his neighborhood Burger King, and he bought four burgers, and the total charge was $4.33. He used his debit card to do this. And anyhow, he'd bought $2 Whoppers and $2 Rodeo Cheeseburgers, all right? And anyhow, he was going to pay with his debit card $4.33. So he passed the debit card through the window. And the person behind the window was doing something else, punched in at $4.33. And then in the process, they said she was changing her headset or something. She had still had the debit card in her hand, so she again punched $4.33. Now she has put into the equipment $4,334.33. That is all of the money, or more, I guess, than all of the money that they have in the bank. Okay. And the wife said, gee whiz, and the lady knew she did it when she did it. I mean, she immediately realized what she'd done, but hey, this is electronic, ladies and gentlemen. You don't say, oh, I didn't mean that. I guess you can't, I don't know how they work, but apparently you cannot hit cancel, you cannot hit delete. This thing went right on through El Zippo.
Check and, 21.
And yeah, and went right out of the, bank account. Okay. So now, what happened was she had to hand him the receipt and apologize. That's all she could do. And he had just lost over $4,300, just El Zinco. Okay. She said, we'll do everything we can to get your money back. So they called the Burger King. They called the district manager. His name was Scott Ralston, R-A-L-S-T-O-N. And they called the Burger King corporate office. And here's what happened. The bank official said they would reverse the charge only if a representative of Burger King came forward and confirmed the error. Now, I don't know how you come forward, whether they had to do that in person or what. Even when the error was confirmed, the bank said the funds were on a 3-day hold. Now, what makes this a lot worse is it was at the end of the month, and they had to pay all their monthly bills and get them in at a certain time, and that certain time was over this three-day period, and they don't have any money. All the money they've got is what they carry in their wallet or purse or whatever, and they should have been using that to pay for a Burger King anyway. But anyhow, this is what happened. It was on a three-day hold. The bank said nothing can be done to release those funds. Now, they did get their money back. They got every penny of it back. Burger King was apologetic. But that's the way it is in our modern system of electronic banking. That's the same reason that I don't use it. I'm scared of it. What's the old cowboy said? That scares me, and I ain't scared of nothing. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional two-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
They still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over a million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Well, I would say that George Bean is going to be a little more reluctant to use a debit card when he buys a greasy burger. And I would venture to say that, and by the way, this lady that made the mistake at the Burger King had been there 20 years. This was not some hippie kid that they hired for $2 an hour. This was somebody that knew what she was doing. Although she just got a little bit confused for a second or two and put the same number in twice, which made $4.33 turn into $4,334.33. Anyhow, he got his money back. Everything's fine. But just to show you what can happen with electronic transfers. Okay. Now, if you use silver and gold, I don't know if that could happen or not. And in the state of Oregon... Gordon Litch, I don't know how he would pronounce L-E-I-T-C-H, and didn't care enough on the pronunciation to check it out. But he is running in the primary election on the Republican ticket to be governor of Oregon. And he had to pay a $100 filing fee to be allowed to be on the ballot, okay? So he goes in to the state house to file for the gubernatorial election with five 20 double eagles. Now, a double eagle is a $20 gold piece. I don't know how much we could ask Craig. We could ask Craig Smith. He'd know in a minute. But I don't think there's an ounce of gold in a $20 gold piece. I don't know. They're not all that big. But anyhow, he had five of these $20 double eagles. And that's what he was going to pay his $100 filing fee with. Now, those are worth hundreds of dollars. Each one would be. Because gold yesterday at least was, I don't have it for today, but yesterday gold was up to $566 plus change per ounce. So any one of those double eagles would have been way more than the $100, but he was going to pay the whole shooting match just like the face value said and pay them in pay them as they were just worth $20 because that's what they were worth once when they were minted, okay? Now, they rejected his $20 or his five $20 gold pieces. Now, that just shows you how smart your politicians in the State House are. Good gosh, they ought to look at that and say, here's thousands of dollars worth. He's let's take it, you know, because he's just calling them $20. Anyhow, the election official said they couldn't deposit that kind of money in the bank. Now, you know, I've never tried to deposit a $20 gold piece, and I don't think I will. But you'd think any smart banker would be happy to take that $20 gold piece at face value, wouldn't you? Anyhow, the state gave the coins back, said he couldn't do it. That was back in December. So he waited till March. He can still, it's not too late for him to become, to get in on the election. So in March, he came back this month at the division office. This time he had 100 silver dollars. Now, I know a little bit about silver dollars, more than I do about gold coins, but a silver dollar, if you can buy a silver dollar today for a $10 bill, you buy all of them you can. Because silver is up to, let me look here again, silver is up to $10.84 an ounce. So that would be, and we know that there is an ounce of silver in a silver dollar. So anyhow, as one troy ounce, and I don't know the difference between a troy ounce and an ounce, and don't call me because that's not that important right now. The idea here is that he paid his filing fees with silver dollars. Then he brought two other bags containing a total of 1,000 silver dollars to cover the cost of the statement and the voter's pamphlet. Apparently that cost $1,000, but I can't imagine he spent... What did he spend? $10 times 100 is $1,000. He spent $1,000. All right, but he had 1,000 silver dollars, so he spent, was that $10,000 or $100,000? I don't know, but he spent a gobbin a bunch of money. This time when he came into the filing office, he brought a photographer with him, had a video camera. He said, now I've got a record of this, and he says this. He said, if he's elected government, he'll make Oregon the first state to return to a real gold standard in the monetary system. Anyway, I have an article here from American Agriculture Movement talking about insourcing. The new challenge today is to keep America controlled by Americans and to stop outsourcing, to stress insourcing of jobs and businesses and food, ladies and gentlemen. Business owners are impacted by job migration due to free trade agreements, the disbalance of trade, and the increase in foreign debt. America must insource manufactured goods, meaningful jobs, and food. Foreign oil has decreased. He goes into a lot of reasons why we don't have foreign oil anymore, why we rely on foreign oil anymore, and keeps going back. This American Agriculture Movement newsletter talking about how we need to keep our food production here at home. And when we come back, I'm going to be visiting with Steve Shank. He is on www.efoodsdirect.com. But this is one of his things. Why do we have to rely on someone else to furnish our food? But stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition, and our number is 1-800-973-3779.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, online at DerryBrownfield.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
If you've read the news about health insurance, then you think it's expensive and hard to get. But here's a company that's different from the rest. Mega Life and Health. They actually specialize in health insurance for the self-employed and for folks who can't get health insurance where they work. Can you believe it? Mega is looking for people like you and me. And they can tailor a plan to fit your needs perfectly at a price you can afford. Call the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Their goal is to be there to back you up so you can focus on your business and family life. Call 800-479-0853. 800-479-0853. That's 800-479-0853.
Home office located in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states and benefits may vary by state. Association membership may not be required to obtain insurance. Call 800-479-0853 for details.
Precious metals moved sharply higher in New York Wednesday after taking a breather. Silver prices leapt over $11 an ounce for the first time since early 1983, closing up 23 cents to $11.07 an ounce. Gold closed up $6.50 to $573.10 an ounce. Despite the impact of higher U.S. interest rates, gold is well placed to test February's 25-year high of $575 an ounce. And now this.
5 years ago, my book, Rediscovering Gold, announced the start of a new gold rush. Today, experts are calling for gold to hit $1,000, $2,000, even $3,000 an ounce. The good news is, it's not too late. Gold is still a bargain. If you want to understand gold before it hits four digits, call now for my latest newsletter, The Rule of Gold, at 800-289-2646. That's 800-B-U-Y-C-O-I-N. Discover why gold rules.
I'm visiting with G.D. Oliver of Paragon Foundation. Tell our listeners about the Paragon.
We were very fortunate when Mr. Lineberry helped us set up this foundation that he endowed us in a way that we could run the infrastructure. So therefore, we don't have to take any monies that anybody contributes to this foundation and use it for anything other than to help the people down on the ground. One of the things Mr. Lineberry made me promise, 31 days before he died, when we sat down and we worked this out, he said, I want you to take this foundation and I want you to help the people that can't help themselves. And I made a commitment to him, and I will die with that commitment. And I can assure you that when you contribute any money to this foundation, it goes to those people on the ground and helping those people on the ground, every dime of it.
Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877, that's toll-free, 847-3443. Or go on the web at paragonfoundation.org.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show. And the man who says, sometimes a majority only means that all the fools are on the same side. Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. Now, talking about this food thing, and the first thing I noticed when one of the very first things that happened when NAFTA was passed and when it became into existence something over 10 years ago now. We had some very good friends that we deal with in Florida. And they were talking about how the Florida lost its tomato production because the Floridians went immediately to Mexico, started opening up their juice factories and this sort of thing in Mexico, and Florida lost almost 100% of its tomato production. Now, I don't know what else has disappeared. I just happen to remember those particular figures and what was taking place as far as tomatoes were concerned. But this is what the agriculture movement was talking about, the AAM, talking about the insourcing. We need to insource our energy. We rely on foreign energy. We need to insource our manufactured goods. We rely on China and Walmart. We need to insource our food. We rely on other countries to supply our food. About a third of what comes into this, what is in your grocery store shelves right now, come from other countries. We need to be doing this here in this country. And I have with me today Steve Shank. Steve, Heads up, fooddirect.com or efooddirect.com, efoods, that's E-F-O-O-D-S, direct.com. His number's 1-800-409-5633. And Steve, it's good to have you as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition.
Hey, thanks for having me, Derry. I just, I've been sitting here listening to part of the program, and I listened to the one that you had yesterday. And it's just absolutely delightful to hear somebody that has the reach of the ear of the people make so much sense. And I have to tell you, though, politically, I've decided that you're slightly to the right of Genghis Khan. I'm not sure.
That's all right. Hey, I've been called a lot worse.
Hey, I think I've solved your problem, and I think we can eliminate you from broadcasting for the next for the rest of your life.
Really?
Yep, if we can just solve one problem.
What?
If you think about all the subjects that you talk about, every single program that you have, you're talking about one subject. I don't know if you realize that. It's called liberty. If we had our liberty, and if we had our God-given right to free agency to choose for ourselves without infringement, there would be absolutely nothing for you or for me to talk about with regard to the issues that are upsetting and distressing people today.
Yeah, you're 100% right, and I realize that. You know, Patrick Henry said, give me liberty or give me security, right?
No, I don't think so.
Well, I said something like that. What was it?
No, Patrick Henry said, give me liberty or give me death.
Oh, I thought he wanted to be secure so the government could take care of him.
Yeah. You don't want to start me on that because I really get hostile about things. You know, when you talk about this outsourcing, by the way, for your listeners, our website is eFoods Direct, but the name of the organization that's been around for 25 years is the J. Michael Stevens Group. We're a co-op.
Okay.
And,
do you spell J-A-Y or just a J?
Just a J. And let me tell your listeners and you, just for your information, there is no J. Michael Stevens.
What happened to J. Michael?
Well, what happened is back in 1995, it was not very popular, as evidenced by the Ruby Ridge situation with Randy Weaver, to be putting out material that was hostile to the system. At that time, I wrote for the Preparedness Journal several articles, one of which your listeners can get if they want to get in touch with us, Food, the International Medium of Power. And at that time, my wife and my counselor here in my business, a little gal that's helped me run this thing for about 17 of the 25 years, suggested that it wouldn't be good to put my name on any written material that I was putting out because it was somewhat inflammatory. And we came up with the name J. Michael Stevens that had a good ring to it. And the source of it is Joseph. The J is for Joseph, the great storer from Egypt. Michael is the archangel, and Stephen was the benevolent apostle. And we were working with storable foods, and so it made a lot of sense to us. Anyway,
you know, there's no Betty Crocker either, for whatever that's worth.
There ain't no Betty Crocker.
No. Never was, never will be.
That is upset an awful lot of housewives from the 1950s.
Right.
Anybody since the 1950s doesn't know how to cook anyway. I shouldn't have said that. That was not a good thing to say. Anyway, I've got to get to a quote that we came up with back during 1999 when everybody was scrambling to get food supplies in and everything. And listen to this and put it in terms and in the light of what you just said, Derry, about insourcing and liberty. Here it is. The extent to which we're dependent on outside resources for our sustenance is the extent to which we've given away our liberty. You think about that. And the extent of dependency defines our bondage. Now let's take it to the job market. The people who have themselves so deeply in debt that they're dependent on every hour of work that they can get from their employers, that they don't even dare stay home when they're sick because they can't lose an hour's work because every dollar is accounted for. That's dependency. What liberty do they have? They'd be better off in jail because they wouldn't have to, they could be sick and lay in bed if they needed to. We're dependent for oil. We're dependent in every which way possible. We have a welfare mentality that's been established by the system to force the people to be so dependent on the system that when they take away any of our freedoms, any of our choices, that everybody runs to the government and says, "Hey, give it back," and the government says, "No." The extent to which we're dependent in this country on outside oil defines whether our farmers will be able to plant crops this next year. Let me give you a scenario. I deal with the food end of the supply, the food chain. Okay, the supply end of the food chain. And right now we're looking at our fourth and fifth year of drought in some of the areas.
In much of the area.
Yep.
If you get that weather map and look at what part of the country is way under average rainfall and has been, it starts now. California for some reason has gotten a lot of moisture, but from what ridge of mountains runs down through there, I can't think. But anyway, from those mountains all across Arizona and New Mexico, all the way up through the Dakotas and clear out as far as Kansas and Nebraska. Part of Nebraska is not in the map, but a big part of it is. A third of this country is in a drought area.
Now, you see, that wouldn't have been a problem 50 years ago because this country had a food reserve. And since then, some of these characters that are sitting in what we laughingly refer to as the Oval Office have sold that out and given it away to our enemies. And you take that fact, you know, the old timers always had a year or two supply of food put back in case they had a crop failure.
Well, they canned their own.
That's right.
Absolutely. And I've talked about this many times. You can't hardly eat beef or pork any better than what was put up in what we used to call cold pack in those quart jars.
Absolutely.
And it lasted for, I don't know how, you could keep it darn near indefinitely. I don't know how long it would last, but if you sealed it right, it was good for a long time.
Yeah, but now let's take a look at what's going on. If this character in Washington, D.C. decides to go after Iran, and he's trying to build every case he can to do it, they are one of the primary oil-producing countries on which we allowed ourselves to become dependent at the expense of our own oil industry. And we've got dependency, right? Well, if we tick these people off and they go to the euro and the dollar drops like a rock, our farmers, nobody thinks about stuff like this, but our farmers are going to play heck to try and get loans from the banks to buy fuel and buy seed to plant this next year's crop because the banks aren't going to be convinced that they're going to be able to get enough profit out of those crops to be able to pay their loans back.
The way they're doing it right now is because the price of farmland continues to increase in value. We're doing exactly the same thing we did back in the 1970s. Farmland values are up, so we just refinance, we remortgage the farm, pay up the interest another point or two. Interest was up, has been moved up 15 times now. Every time the feds have a meeting, they raise the interest a quarter of a point. But what we're doing, we're eating our seed potatoes. We've done it before, and we're doing it now. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, online at DerryBrownfield.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness.
Don't just treat the symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Returned. Steve, you were talking about this oil thing and how Bush is doing everything he can to whump up Americans so that they want to go back and into war again with another country. Foreign oil literally has decreased our standard of living. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And we have people in this country that are literally trying to do this. For example, they say, oh, you can't put oil platforms in the Gulf of Mexico or on the California coast. There's oil out there, but that would ruin the beauty of the ocean. You can't build fuel refining factories because that's going to pollute the air. You can't drill in Anwar because the caribou will not survive if we do that. It's just ridiculous as to how we are being forced into this dependency that you're talking about by people who supposedly are to be taking this nation and making a better country out of it.
Well, hope in one hand and spit in the other, Barry. I tell you what, I've got a real attitude problem on some of this stuff. But I got a question for you. Let's kind of shift gears here a little bit and look at personal liberty. You know, one of the big things in our society has always been to own a home. We don't want to be renters, right? Why not? Because we're dependent on staying in the good graces of the guy that owns the house that we're renting from. True?
Well, I'd say so.
Okay.
Well, most people there's a lot more pride in owning something than there is in renting it.
That's right. And you're not dependent. The other thing, the next thing is, once you own the home, to have it paid off, a home paid free and clear. What does it do for your liberty and your dependency? If you don't want to make a house payment 1 month or you don't have the cash, you don't have to worry about it because my house is paid off.
Until it's tax time.
Don't want to start with that. Stay with the program.
Okay.
The whole idea is that we as human beings, as Americans, as conservatives, which is a problem in and of itself because we don't want to control anybody else's deal. But anyway, the fact is that we always are seeking that liberty, that freedom, that lack of dependency. Okay? But let's look at all the things that are hitting us right now. They're trying to trump up some support for the bird flu. Okay? The bird flu is pure horse pucky, but the fact is that that could be a dependency. Because they're trying to get us to want to take those inoculations. And then we'll be dependent for the real illness that comes from the inoculations. The oil, the possible oil crash, the dollar crash, the economic crash, the earth changes, the droughts that are occurring. We know that in any other country that's gone socialist, anytime they go to war and there's a shortage of food, what happens? All the food is diverted to the military.
Hey, we're going to have to take a quick break here. This will be the final break of the hour, Steve. Stand by. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Tired of waiting for insurance settlement money that's paid out little by little over years and years? Novation can help. Wouldn't it be great to get more of your money now?
I have settlement payments from a lawsuit.
Most of my payments were years away.
I really needed my money now.
If you could use cash now instead of waiting years to collect your insurance settlement money, you need to call Novation at 800-462-1609. That's 800-462-1609.
Novation got me the cash I needed when I needed it.
Call us toll free at 800-462-1609. That's 800-462-1609.
Novation delivered.
Tired of waiting? Make the call. 800-462-1609. Get your money when you need it. Novation Capital, an Encore Financial Services company. 800-462-1609.
Thanks, Novation Capital.
Novation got me the cash I needed when I needed it.
Thanks, Novation.
Truly, this man was the Son of God.
There were also women looking on afar off.
What are you doing, honey?
Just got this new DVD Bible. Look, it's the whole Bible on only two DVDs. The scripture is right on our TV screen, and you hear the narration right along with it.
A DVD Bible?
It's the first time it's been done. We can watch the Bible together, or with the kids, right here in our living room. Look, I can go anywhere in the Bible with just a click of the remote.
And they cried out again,
"Crucify him!"
Then Pilate said unto them,
"Why?"
Pause it, honey. I'm going to get the kids. We should get one of these for Mom. She'd love it.
It even has a complete library of Holy Land photos.
The new DVD Bible. It's the complete King James Version. Over 72 hours of narration and beautifully displayed scripture on your TV screen. Perfect Bible study with family, friends, and church. Anywhere there's a TV or a DVD-compatible computer. Order yours today and get one for a friend. Now only $29.95. And if you order now, you'll get a free CD of kids' favorite stories from the Bible.
God worked for 6 days.
Call 1-800-462-9559. That's 1-800-462-9559.
And we have returned. We're visiting with Steve Shank. Steve, we're in the home stretch here. Going into the commercial break, you were talking about food shortages. And, you know, this is one thing that Japan and South Korea and the Koreans, both North and South, some of these foreign countries know a lot about because they have been hungry. Those people have literally starved to death. America has always been well fed.
Yeah, and the fact is that if we would turn our production capabilities loose and get it out of the foreign hands, we very simply could feed the world five times over. But the fact is that we had a fellow by the name of Mr. Gore that when asked why we were importing so much of our food from third world countries, he said, well, don't worry about it because in a few years we'll be importing everything. And
you know, I've made the comment many, many times with these interstate highways.
Uh-huh.
We could grow enough food right down the median of those highways to feed this nation.
Absolutely. With our
we wouldn't even have to have farmland.
That's right. But the thing is,
look how much food you could grow on a golf course.
Think about it. Well, you know, we're the only country in the world compared to Europe and those areas that is stupid enough to burn up our farmland in housing developments. They build their houses where you can't farm it, and they keep their farmland pristine. We go out and take prime agricultural property and put subdivisions on it, and now with this stinking thing called eminent domain, they're coming in and putting hotels and houses in because the tax structure is more justifiable than what the farmers can pay.
That's the only way you can make money farming, though, Steve, is to buy it by the acre and sell it by the foot. So I see that from both standpoints. But, hey, we're going to run out of time here. We just have 2 or 3 minutes left. Tell us about foodsdirect.com.
Well, I really don't want to.
Really? Okay.
Because then it sounds like we're trying to sell people on the idea of buying from us. We're a co-op. We don't give a rat's butt where they buy, but the fact is if they want to buy from retailers, they better check with us first because there's some real crud being put into cans. I had one family call me up and ask the co-op to check out a supply that was on the internet. And they had a whole case, that's 6 number 10 cans, or 6 1-gallon cans in that supply for 2 people of baking powder. And they put in a whole bunch of weird stuff. But let's go back to what the real deal is here. If a family has some place to stay and something to eat, there's not much that can harm them, even with all the political stuff. But we've got the bird flu, we've got the oil crash, we've got the economic crash, we've got the earth changes, we've got the Book of Revelations, last days stuff, we've got the chip going into livestock, which is the last gate being closed on the control of food in this country. If people want to know about this stuff, call us at 800-409-5633. We do order food on your behalf, but we don't stockpile it, so you're not going to get any of the 7- and 8-year-old junk that's being foisted on people.
Yeah, there was a lot of that. See, I have food that I bought back at Y2K time.
Right.
But it was, I think you work with Richard Mack, do you not?
Yes, we do.
Okay, and Richard told us at that time it was good for like 10 to 12 to 15 years or something.
Right. It is. And the main thing that people need to do, you know, it's interesting. I have people that are concerned about all these fearsome problems call me up, and they need to get food in, and they're ordering food, and we're shipping out more food every day than what we did every month for the last 5 years. And the fact is that people aren't thinking.
I believe more people are beginning to think.
Well, but what they're doing is they're thinking and they're saying, hey, we need food. But what they need to do is look at why they're going to need it and how long they're going to need it for.
And we are just about out of time. Give Steve a call. His telephone number is 1-800-409-5633. That's 1-800-409-5633. And Steve, it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
The clouds if we're together.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.